Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Contemplating what all we should talk about today.
Yeah, well, last week we talked about superfoods, and I'm thinking maybe there's a little bit more that needs to be discussed in there.
Indeed. Well, we spent some time talking about the foods as opposed to spices. You know, the foods you use by handfuls, spices you use by pinches.
Right. Right. So we had talked about chlorella and goji berries and mesquite. And
yes.
A few other ones like that.
And right.
Now it's time to talk about super extracts.
Right, indeed. There are so many. There are so many. However,
well, let's just talk about the whole idea is that our body needs nutrients, and what we're feeding it is calories, and that's one of the reasons why we have this obesity epidemic, this war on fat that goes on and on and on. I'm not talking about fats in terms of oils and stuff as much as it is what's around our waist.
You know, we should perhaps change our language. We should talk about adipose tissue when we talk about fat bellies.
Ooh, fat you have bellies. Lots of adipose tissue.
Yeah, and we should talk about lipids when we talk about oils and nutrients, right?
Right, get them separated. Yeah. So basically an extract as opposed to a food is where we take stuff out of the whole food and we concentrate it. Is that correct?
Typically.
Okay.
Well, you know, with herbs, they are intense, you know, like you don't want to put a handful of cayenne pepper in your food because a pinch will do.
Right. Well, actually, you remind me once when I made scrambled eggs with a friend of mine and before I was 20, so I, you know, had no idea. And we thought, oh, parsley, that would be good because we'd chewed on a little piece of parsley. And we put, like, it was green. It was a green omelet, basically, with eggs and parsley. And it was awful. It was just way too much.
Yes. So, too much of a good thing. Yes.
Yeah. So densely nutritious, dense nutrients in the food that we only need a little bit of to satisfy our body's desire for that nutrient.
Right. And sometimes what we want to do is we want to concentrate the good thing, get rid of what we don't need. So, for instance, when it comes to, say, wheatgrass, we make wheatgrass juice, then we keep the chlorophyll and we throw away the cellulose. Mm. You know, so that's an extract of wheat sprouts.
Right.
So in that similar spirit, you know, sometimes we just take a more exotic food and we just keep the important stuff and leave the less important stuff behind.
Okay, so let's talk about an exotic food. There's one I've noticed that's the, and I'm going to say this totally wrong, but that's okay, ashwagandha.
You really have a talent. No, they pronounce it ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
Yes.
Extract. So
ashwagandha
is
a cool herb because it's really important for people who suffer from adrenal stress.
Okay, like that's 90% of the population?
I wouldn't put it that high, but certainly many people are adrenals driven. Many people who feel stressed out, when they take some of this, it's very helpful in calming the overactive or overstimulated adrenal gland. So, yes, it's very helpful in helping a person shut down, go into the rest and digest mode as opposed to remaining in the fight or flight side of things.
Right, and I noticed too that for those of us that may have problems in bed, it can help with that.
You mean problem as in men with their waning
mojo?
Mojo, yeah, mojo waning. Is your mojo waning?
Mojo waning, yes.
No, my mojo is gibbous. Waxing, yeah, my.
Waxing.
I think you're going to get in trouble here. So,
are you waning or waxing here?
Yeah. Terrible. I actually put ashwagandha into my smoothies because I tend to be overstimulated.
Right.
Another great thing is the amla extract. Amla is primarily rich in vitamin C, but in so many ways, it's an antioxidant, so it helps with just general, you know, living in an urban environment and dealing with oxidation is our main enemy. Aging is oxidation, so antioxidant automatically is anti-aging. Or another cool one, bacopa. Bacopa monieri brahmi, which I don't know why they put all these words on it. Anyway, bacopa is great for keeping your brain together. So especially if you have aging parents, definitely get that for them. You know, and if you actually have brain issues, memory skills, learning skills, starting to forget, not remembering, or even people with epilepsy, that this has been studied extensively, and bacopa does really well. And one strange side effect, it also helps with skin problems, eczema, psoriasis, and hair loss. So what the heck? Just about anybody could use some bacopa, don't you think?
I think so.
It's universal. I mean, I like it, and it tastes all right.
Go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead.
I was going to say one that I'm kind of interested in because I've heard about it in the kind of the health, natural health arena, but we've never really talked about it, is mangosteen extract.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mangosteen made huge waves when it came on with the Zango juice. Zango with an X.
Okay.
You know, there was this network marketing company, and anybody and everybody just came out with Zango. If you had Pulse, you heard about Zango, right?
Yeah.
So
what does the mangosteen do?
Stimulation to everything. If you can't remember, like I can't remember right now, just look it up. it's on the Ultimate Superfoods.
Well, I was actually looking at it, and it's an Ayurvedic herb, and
right.
One of the things that stuck out for me is a strong antioxidant. So,
as usual, anti-aging, yeah.
The whole anti-aging thing, which is pretty cool, and prevents the loss and controls the loss of water and important nutrients from the body if you've got dysentery.
Right. So it's energizing. You know, it's in the Caribbean islands. It's known locally. They make a concoction from the mangosteen that's effective in dealing with fatigue. It helps diabetics because it lowers the dependence on insulin. It's anti-inflammatory, so it helps with skin conditions from seborrhea to eczema to acne, you name it, all of those eruptions.
That sounds like a pretty cool... fruit. I guess it's a fruit, right?
Yeah, it's a fruit. Yeah, this is a fruit concentrate.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll just dry it out and hand it back to you.
So another one that's interesting I've never heard of is Tribulus terrestris.
Tribulus.
Saponis.
No, that's saponins.
Saponins
are those ingredients, you know, like here we don't give you the whole plant, we only concentrate the saponins, and they are the important ingredient in this plant, right? And this is a popular sports performance, all athletic issues, performance enhancer.
Okay.
So build muscle, gain weight, increase libido, benefit overall, male sexuality. It all sounds like the testosterone stimulation, right?
Right. Cool.
Which this is. Treat ED. This is the main ingredient of the vegetarian analogs to Viagra.
Okay. So this is good for us guys as we're getting older. Our testosterone's dropping.
Yep.
And we have problems.
Right.
Because of it, right?
Yeah, all men over 35 or 36 should start adding the teaspoon, and then after 50, a tablespoon of this, right?
Okay. So, and this is just like a, this is an extract, so it's in a powdered form.
Right.
We would just throw it into our smoothie or our juice or...
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the smoothie a bit. You know, when when we got together to for me to demonstrate to you how I do this, you were saying, oh my, this is actually not difficult, but this is not how most people think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And yet, you know, to me it's second nature. I mean, I buy a bunch of these things, each of which is a, how should I say it? They all fit together. I use a base. I use a base of either hemp or flax or something. And then I add into it chlorella and spirulina in larger quantities because those are the large nutrients. We talked last week of what I should use by handfuls.
Right.
And then I
they're
add
the
to
food.
It. Yeah, they're the food. And then I add to it the stimulants or the counter stimulants, you know, something to speed you up, something to slow you down. So the tribulus is the speed me up. So I actually like to add that to it, but the ashwagandha and holy basil and valerian roots are the ones that slow you down. So it depends where you're at in your life. If you're already dragging, you don't you need stimulants. If you're overly energized, you need more of the dampening. So you decide how you want to balance your smoothie. So, you know, in my case, I was adding more on the slow me down as opposed to on the speed me up.
Right. And the cool thing is because we're using whole foods, and we don't, the body then kind of takes what it needs when it needs it too, right?
Exactly. So the point is you buy yourself a few bags of this, and then you make a monthly batch, or however long it takes you to use it up. So when I receive all of these 5 or 6 or 10 bags of stuff, I just put it all in a jar and shake it until it's all mixed. Some of these bags, you know, the 2 ounce bag will last me 5 or 6 batches, and some 16 ounce bag will last me that long. So a person needs to kind of figure out for himself or herself what ratios they need to use, but it doesn't take very long to figure it out. It's like it's like cooking, you know. I mean, they tell you, okay, buy a whole chicken, use the breast, add to it 1 onion, 3 cloves of garlic, and 1/2 cup of carrot chopped. I mean, this is the same sort of thing.
That's right. And once you get used to it, it really becomes second nature, doesn't it?
Indeed, you know. So
because I was watching you do it, and you were putting together a fruit smoothie, and you took a bunch of stuff out of one bottle, and then you took a little bit out of some of the others, and you were. It was reminded me of watching my mom cook in the 60s and 70s. You know, she would take a little pinch of this and a sprinkle of that, and pour a little bit of that. You know, and it wasn't like factory. You know. 3.2 grams, not a milliliter, milligram more sort of thing. It was you just kind of throw it all in there, added some fruit, whirled her up, and the whole process took, you know, 50. Well, it probably took a little longer because you were explaining everything to me, but really about 20 minutes, and then we had this great smoothie, and the whole day was a very energetic day for me in terms of, it wasn't like I was hyper, but it was like I had this energy all day as opposed to, you know, the usual have a couple donuts, be energized, crash, have a couple cups of coffee, be energized, crash, have, you know, that sort of
right.
thing.
Right, and because all of the nutrients that you took in that smoothie, they were balanced. There were some fruit, like I used apples and blueberries for the base. So
yes.
it was fruity. But they are, well, I mean, the glycemic index of apple is fairly high. But that was the only thing that was high glycemic index in that whole concoction. Everything else was slow burning.
Yeah, slow burning. What a difference that made.
Yes.
And I still feel it.
The memories, of crazy ultimate superfood smoothie.
Right. So let's talk about another one here, and this is one I think of your favorites, and certainly you know most of this stuff is like green and brown and. And but this one's bright orange.
Oh yes, I absolutely love that.
Turmeric. Yeah. So, but you told me this turmeric is different than the turmeric that I get in the grocery store.
Right. This is a turmeric extract. So unlike you know, you can buy the basic ingredients for curry. Turmeric is the stuff that makes your curry yellow. And. And this one, it's just a concentrate of the main ingredient itself, which is the curcumin. In fact, the Latin name for turmeric is curcuma. And so the curcumin is the main ingredient that makes it strongly yellow. And in fact, it's these pigments that contain the greatest amount of these beneficial nutrients.
Right, so some of the health benefits of turmeric is it's antioxidant, so it protects against free radicals, it promotes healthy skin, supports eye health, enhances your immune system, helps your bone and joint health, encourages healthy liver function, improves digestion and balances your digestive system, supports your blood and circulatory system, helps maintain normal cholesterol levels, supports you neurologically for a healthy stress response, promotes a healthy female reproductive system, maintains normal blood sugar levels, enhances your memory, and it's 8 to 5 times stronger than vitamin E and C, and 3 times more powerful than grapeseed or pine bark extract.
Right.
Wow.
So a pinch of this goes a long way. And, I mean, the list you just went through, everything on that was, okay, aging, decline, decay, malfunction, falling to pieces, right?
Yeah,
the general going from vigorous to less so.
Yes.
So who wouldn't want some of this?
Yeah, and it tastes good and everything else, and you just put a little pinch in whatever it is you're drinking, and away you go.
It's actually really intense if you drop it. It just stains everything yellow. It's just so intense. This is the most yellow pigment that I know of. Indeed, intense, but it's fantastic, and you don't need a whole lot of it. I think I just added a teaspoon in what I'd use in a week.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
And the other one I used was valerian extract because that's so calming, right? So to hyper people like me, the valerian is good. You know, that's where Valium got its name, right?
Right.
So valerian root extract, calming. Good for the people that tend to be stressy.
Well, and it'll help you sleep too, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And if you have muscle spasms or menstrual cramps,
yeah,
should be fairly good for that.
Yeah, you could definitely, if you have that, you probably double or triple up on that in your smoothie that day. And it's great stuff to have on hand, you know. Like, I mean, I have it in a box, but if I feel like I need to rev up on one of these things, then off to the box, get the bag out and make a smoothie that has an extra teaspoon of this.
Right. And so I was just looking at the valerian root page on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, and it says something at the bottom that I was actually thinking about when we were talking about turmeric, and I think it's important that we share this with everybody. Valerian tea using this extract should not be prepared with boiling water, as this may drive off the lighter oils. And I was thinking of the turmeric, if you were using it in say a curry and you were cooking up the curry, we're really talking about using these in a raw form as opposed to cooking.
Right.
Because that would destroy some of the enzymes and some of the nutrients, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a good statement, and it's, of course, for all food, you know, anything that you boil or fry or steam, you know, you're taking away the enzyme values.
Right, and that's where a lot of the benefit of these foods come from.
Yeah. So I want to highlight yet another one. This one is called mucuna. M-U-C-U-N-A, Mucuna prurience. That's another of the sexuality, you know, the ED issues.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Fertility and sperm production and increased muscle, decreased fat, you know, all of that testosterone upregulation. So
cool.
That's another one that should go into that same concoction that the boys will make. And if you slip it to your wife, she'll get more interested too.
So it works on both genders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, even women have some testosterone. And, in fact, testosterone is what regulates the libido, which that's the willingness to play or wish to play, right?
Right. That's the mucuna.
Yeah, mucuna prurience, yep. And then one other one that's really cool is called Shilajit. That's Shilajit, Shilajit. And that's another remarkable substance, you know, that has 85 minerals in ionic form, including humic and fulvic acids.
Oh, wow.
So these are, this is a mineralization tool. This is something that you need because of the low nutrient values in our foods. This thing will make up for it. Shilajit is just restorative on all levels. Oh, here's a cool line. Shilajit mixes very well with ashwagandha for seminal debility.
What does that mean?
Your sperms no longer perform.
Oh, okay.
So if you're having a hard time conceiving, Shilajit and ashwagandha, go for it, baby.
There you go.
In fact, Shilajit is a Sanskrit word that means conqueror of mountains and destroyer of weakness.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Traditional uses. Diabetes, urinary tract issues, edema, tumors, wasting, epilepsy, and even insanity. Well, those are systemic problems. So, you know, because it's a systemic kind of supplement, it will affect you on all levels. Mm. You know, at the cellular level, because when you're short on nutrients, you know, the trace nutrients, nothing will perform correctly. So the Shilajit is a great tool to
get that stuff all working properly.
Yes. Mm. Well. There was one other one that I really wanted to get into, and that was the, it was, you know, unfortunately there are so many of these that this Ultimate Superfoods is spread across two pages on Life Enthusiast website. So I want to make sure people understand that they may need to go to the second page.
Right.
But on the first page, you know, there are 49 products, and we can only fit 36 on the front page right now. This one thing is called green coffee bean extract.
Mm, I noticed that one, and not liking coffee, I kind of was avoiding it.
Right, but it's actually really good. Again, like we were talking about cacao and chocolate, where chocolate is roasted cacao. Well, green coffee and roasted coffee are not from the same republic.
Mm.
This item, again, fighting muscle fatigue, suppressing appetite, lowering the risk of liver disease, lowering blood pressure, and reducing the risk of diabetes too. So that means it helps manage the insulin production in the body.
Now, have you tried this one?
Yes.
What does it taste? Does it taste like a coffee?
No, not at all. No, coffee tastes the way coffee tastes because of its roasting.
Okay. So how would you describe the taste? Non-coffee.
Definitely.
Like coffee. So you're not going to make a latte with this?
No, not a chance, no.
But this is a great thing to add to your smoothie.
Yes, absolutely. It's just yet another one of these dried green planty things, you know.
And it it's safe to assume that it's dried at like a room temperature or in the sun, and that the temperature doesn't get up to a level that kills all the enzymes and good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Green coffee bean has strong, I'm reading, strong antioxidant properties similar to green tea and grapeseed extract, but stronger. It contains polyphenols that reduce free oxygen radicals and also chlorogenic acid that makes green coffee bean an excellent agent to absorb free oxygen radicals and hydroxyl radicals that will contribute to the degradation of cells in the body. Again, you know, anti-aging in every sense of the way.
Wow.
So, you know, we're just running around the planet trying to find things that are concentrating the sun's energy, which is in the chlorophyll and sugars, and in the root energy, which is the minerals that come from the earth up into the plant. And these seeds, like the coffee bean, will concentrate it. So when we then dry it and mill it, we're now giving ourselves a wonderful high-density, nutrient-density product.
Exactly. And that's what we really need to do. Because I was actually amazed when, you know, I saw all these superfoods and you were mixing them all together to make our smoothies that, you know, I was thinking, wow, like a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and the next thing you know, we've got some high nutrient food going into our body as opposed to high calorie, low nutrient food going in. And it's amazing to me the difference that occurs. And I think that's one of the most important things of this is being open to trying something that's different than what we're used to, because we're really used to hot dogs and french fries regardless of what we really think our diet is like. And when you start getting some of these good nutrients into your body, it's like, wow.
The wow is the word, because how do I explain to you what it feels like to kiss another, you know, for me, to kiss a girl? You know, the sensations that will accompany that are indescribable, really, right?
Right. I was actually thinking of a blind man being told what it is, you know, what the color green is.
Right, yeah.
It's hard to describe.
Yeah, how do you describe it in words? So this is the sort of thing you need to experience it. And you don't need to be afraid of it. You know, you just delve in and say, okay, this week I'm going to start with chlorella and spirulina, a little bit of maca. I didn't mention maca, but it's quite common, right? Maca is a great stimulant. It's, most people have been familiar with for a long time. Anyway, so you start with these large handfuls, nutrients, and then you add to it just a little bit. You know, you don't have to have all of them today. I mean, if you're a man who's interested in the reversing the ED or upping the testosterone, then you definitely want to try the tribulus and the forgot the name of it already. Need to look it up. Sorry. Tribulus, and the other one is Mucuna. Starts with an F. And then some Shilajits to improve the sperm production, right? So those are the three. Now, if on the other hand you have sleep issues, you know, go for the valerian and lucuna. And maybe some holy basil. And
so I'm thinking, Martin, that this this is a good time to mention, because I was thinking, oh man, how am I going to keep all of this straight? I need to have a spreadsheet and everything else. And then I thought, no, I think what I'll just do is call you and say, okay, you know, I'm thinking I need to get some more energy and a little more mojo going.
Which ones?
Which ones, right, should I get?
Yeah.
Or I need to, you know, support my my liver a little bit more, you know, which ones should I get?
Right.
And because you're the expert on this field, and rather than trying to frustrate myself figuring out for myself, why not just go to the expert?
Right on. Sure. Call me. 1-866-543-3388. Or read online, you know, like it's there on the website at thelife-enthusiast.com.
That's right. So we just want to emphasize again the importance of adding the superfoods to your daily diet, because we live in a society that has, you know, agriculture is a business. We have animals that get run through factories, and we get seeds and fruits that get run through factories, and then they get shipped thousands and thousands of miles in trucks to be able to get to your supermarket. And by the time they get there, they're low in the basic nutrients that we need. And the way that, unfortunately, the way that our farmers throw fertilizers and pesticides on the crops, they grow really, really fast, and unfortunately, they don't really grow with all the nutrients that were there. I mean, even there was a study I remember reading, or a report to Congress I remember reading, that basically said that the value of the nutrients in our crops is about 10% of what it was 100 years before.
Yes.
And the sad thing about that report is that it was given to Congress in
1937. Yeah.
You know, and here we are almost, 80-odd years later.
And we have lost 70% of that.
Yeah. So it's no wonder, you know, we have obesity going the way it's mm-hmm. going, or we have the mental health issues that we've got going, or we've got all these other things, because we're not giving our bodies a chance to perform the way they should be, because we're not feeding them right.
Right.
So
superfoods
are a way for us to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of verbalizing how I felt about the industrial agriculture. You know, they are producing foods today. Some foods are less expensive than they've ever been. In fact, the food is probably the cheapest that we've ever known. And I think we're getting exactly what we're paying for.
Yeah.
You know, it's nearly empty of anything that we'd want. So, you've said it well, Scott. It's important to create your own nutritional program, get the superfoods into your life, get the high nutrient value foods, bring them in.
And, absolutely.
You experienced it. We had a well-sustained energy for the 3 days, and we pushed it fairly hard.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah, we got out, we did some hiking and all sorts of good stuff, and it was amazing how well I slept, too.
Like, yeah, well, mind you, that may have been because of the protection we have here in the house. You know, we actually do dampen the influence of the electromagnetic fields and computers and all of that. So if you don't do it in your house, you'll be surprised just how quiet things get.
Yeah, it was very, very good. So there you go. Head over to life-enthusiast.com. Check out the superfoods there. And then if you have any questions after doing the reading and the research, give Martin a call. And Martin, can you repeat that number?
It's 1-866-543-3388. Or if you want to pay for the call, it's 775-299-4661.
Right. And everybody, Martin usually does answer the phone. If not, you'll get his lovely wife, Maureen, and very rare that you end up going to voicemail.
And if you do, that's because we just had too many.
That's right. So thank you for joining us, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. It's Life Enthusiast, restoring vitality to you.